My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
All right, time for the poll question. It is housed on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we asked you, where should the Pac-12 turn next? We had some, we had a combo of options on there for you. Of course, pertaining to Oregon State and Washington State, adding Colorado State, San Diego State, Boise State, and Fresno State yesterday. 38% of you say they should turn to UNLV and Air Force next. 27% said Memphis and Tulane. 23% said North Dakota State and Wyoming. And then 12% said North Texas and UTSA.
Yeah, there's some buzz out there that UNLV's tied to Reno and that they wouldn't be able to go. Or the Memphis-Tulane one is interesting because, depending on the TV deal, is there enough? They make $9 million out there in the American Athletic Conference. The Pac-12, some people say, is somewhere in that $9, $10, $11 million range. Is that enough to get them out of that conference? Be interested to see where this goes.
And today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan is, what is the best bet on the board in the Pacific Northwest this weekend?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's none of these that I love, by the way.
4 options: Oregon minus 16, Oregon State plus 16, Washington minus 5, Washington State plus 5.
See, I've seen chunks of both Washington State twice now and Washington. I haven't been able to see all of those games. I've seen most of what Oregon State has done, everything except for a few minutes towards the end of the last game, and I've seen all of Oregon. I kind of lean, and I don't love any of these. I think I would take the Beavs and the points.
That's exactly where I am.
You know, the Coug Husky one, I mean, again, from a talent standpoint, UW should be better. Now that UW has looked pretty good. I don't think they haven't looked great. Washington State really impressed me with the Texas Tech.
They got a little juice.
But we've seen this in Washington State before, where early on in the season last year, Washington State had some juice and it kind of fell apart. So from a talent standpoint, and I know it's a neutral field, but it's not, it's at Lumen, I kind of think that Washington will win that game, and that spread is lower. So I would lean towards taking Washington in that, but I don't know. I don't have that same sort of feeling for that. In this one, I think being in Reser, Oregon State fired up. The defense has played good. You got a good run game. And let's be honest, despite all the talent, Oregon has done nothing in these first two games that leads me to believe that they should be 16-point favorites. They didn't cover against Idaho at home, if you favored by 16. And by the way, they were favored a lot more than 16. They certainly didn't cover against Boise State being favored by 16 at home. So why all of a sudden am I giving away 16 points to an Oregon State team that's better than Idaho? And I don't think there's a huge difference between them and Boise State. So I'll take the Beavs and the points on this one. I think Oregon wins. I think their talent wins out because it's by far the most talented team of any of those four. But, you know, so far talent hasn't led to big results on the field. So give me the Beavs to keep this thing close.
I wonder what the preseason Oregon State line was. Does anybody know that?
Yeah, I think when we looked at it, it was like 22 and a half.
Wow.
So it's come down by...
I remember being like 21 and a half, so right around there.
Yeah.
All right.
So be honest.
So if you bet it then, if you bet Oregon State, you got some serious value. If you had the foresight to think that it would be closer than that.
Yes.
You know.
Absolutely.
But there could be value on Oregon. You know, because they have not looked good, and so the line has come down. And so if you think Oregon is the same team that we thought they would be, and Oregon State's offense, you know, I mean, 16's not that much to cover if Oregon State can't score.
No.
Then maybe there's value on the Duckies. Who knows?
Yeah. So I just think it's both of these games to me are way more intriguing than I thought they'd be. Although the UW, I didn't know what to make of UW. I mean, it's nowhere near the same team. It's a new coaching staff. There's not a lot of returners. It's almost as if UW is just a different team. You can't say that this is a team that played in the national title game last year, because it's just not. There's nothing about this team that resembles that one. So, you know, that one I won't put too much, like, I had this big notion that Washington or Washington State was going to have a definitive statement in the first 2 weeks. But with Oregon, yes. In fact, I'll go out on a limb. Outside of Florida State, which has just been mind-numbing, and even that, I think a lot of people looked at Florida State and said, hey, same thing, not the same team. Oregon has been one of the three most disappointing teams in the country, but they're 2-0. And so you can be disappointed all you want. I mean, you've fallen from 3-9, but you keep winning. So as long as you keep winning, and then it doesn't really matter what, quote, the expectations are. But when you look at the preseason stuff and who is disappointed, obviously you bring up Notre Dame losing to Northern Illinois, which was shocking. Florida State, who just has S'd the bed in spectacular fashion. Who else would you say from a preseason standpoint has been as disappointing on the field as Oregon? The only good thing you can say about Oregon is those other two teams have lost games and Oregon has not, even though they easily could have.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the teams that have dropped out of the top 25. Kansas dropped out.
But again, I mean, you're 1-1 and you lost to Illinois. That's disappointing, but one thought you were the third team in the country.
Didn't Clemson drop out?
No, Clemson's still in.
They're still hanging in there.
They're hanging in there.
Are they a ranked team?
Yeah. Yeah, Clemson's 22.
Well, no, but are they really a ranked team? You know, I mean, it's one thing to be ranked. It's another to actually be that good.
Well, again, I don't know what to make of it. It's interesting in that when you look at Clemson, and I know this is going to sound weird, but, you know, Clemson's defense played fine against Georgia. It's not their defense. It's their offense. And against App State, who is one of the better teams at that level, right? I mean, App State is a good program. I'm not going to say it's Boise State, but I mean, when you play Appalachian State, that's not a, you know, Sister Mary of the poor. They scored 68 on them. So there is some talk that maybe Clemson found something there in the offense, and their schedule is not brutal by any stretch of the imagination. So just, don't write off Clemson just yet. I mean, certainly it was disappointing the way you lost to Georgia, but no one thought they were going to beat Georgia.
It's a dadgum mistake.
So, right. You know, this Oregon State game, if you would have told me I'd be this interested and I was going to take Oregon State in some points right now, and if you would have told me that a month ago, I wouldn't have bought into this. I really thought that Oregon was going to come out and just start laying the wood to people, and then we'd have to wait until Ohio State to find out about them. And it's a big one. If you're a Duck fan, there's no way you go into this game feeling super confident.
All right, vote and vote hard on our poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. It will be a big day in SoDo tomorrow, and then we'll get to last night with Tua coming up. Here's Buck. Well, the rumors have already started.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.